Okay, welcome everyone. This is Mordechai Plotzka discussing Parshas Vayera, a special Refuah Shlema message to the family of Reuben and Sara. We surely know Besoros Tovos, and Reuben should have a Refuah Shlema Bekar of Mamish.
Mm-hmm.
We begin tonight's shiur. One second. We begin tonight's shiur focused on the Akedah, which is a critical, pivotal role in the Parsha. It is the most heavily discussed. It's symbolic of everything that we bring to light on Pesach. We break the middle matzah to remember Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the person who, according to the Medrash, challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find, the Schosim in Klal Yisrael. And so he said, how many years does a person live? 70 of that amount, how much is a person spending sleeping? Roughly half. How much is a person spending, working? Take another half from there. How much is a person doing tzarchei bayis and other things? And for the rest, if it's 12 and a half and 12 and a half, I'll take half and you'll take half. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yitzhak is the reason why we break the middle matzah to remember the covenant that Yitzhak bridged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we have Akedas Yitzchak. One could argue that it could be Akedas Avram, because Avram Vinu spent his whole life asking for nothing other than a son. He was granted everything that Hashem had promised him at the beginning, "V'nivrchu v'chal kol goyei haaretz," that you will be blessed. You are galus shmecha. You will have a great name. Avram Avinu, we know, is a warrior. He's a champion of Chesed. He is the person who is symbolic of the creation of the monotheistic religion. So he clearly was someone who the whole world recognized. And we know that Hashem blessed him with great riches. And sometimes it comes direct and sometimes it comes indirect. And nobody could have imagined that by taking Sarai captive at the time, the reward would be a servant named Eliezer. The reward would be, gifts from Elimelech. And so he walked out of there far wealthier than he walked in. And granted, he probably could not have seen that happening, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in mysterious ways. And these trials and tribulations, 10 of which Avraham Avinu had to experience, the last of which is the Akedah, brings to light something incredible about the individual. Because if we skip toward the end of the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ati edati ki yirei Elokim ata," I know that you are a God-fearing person. And the question that someone can ask is, well, did you know that Avraham Avinu was a God-fearing person up until this time? He had 9 tests. Each one of them he succeeded. Lech lecha me'artzecha, go from your land, was the beginning. To leave the comfort of your surroundings, everyone always refers to, where did you grow up? Where did you learn how to ride your bike? Where are your friends from? So you always list the origin. It could be Flatbush, it could be Lower East Side. In my case, it could be anywhere. So when a person grows up, that's his comfort zone. And Avraham Avinu was in his comfort zone, but he went out of his comfort zone. Because he recognized, first and foremost, he had to run for his life, because Nimrod was after him. Nimrod got the name, as we know from the Medrash, because he was Mori B'Malchus. He considered himself to be a deity, and Avraham Avinu to be an antagonist. Because Avraham Avinu was the person who said, "Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly made the heavens and the earth, and he was here long before you, Nimrod, came on the scene. And people come and people go, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here to stay." So Avraham Avinu, from one test to another test, passed successfully. And now we come to the Akedah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kachnas bincha, zichidcha, shahavta, Yitzchak. Bincha, I have 2 children, Yitzchak and Yishmael. As yichidcha, I also can't distinguish between the two. Ashahav, the one that you love, I love both my kids." Avraham Avinu was an Abamon Goyim. He's going to daven for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Who would never even, who would probably do much the opposite to Avraham Avinu, surely he's able to show love for his own immediate family. In fact, it was troubling for Avraham to lose Yishmael. But whatever Hashem, you know, says through the words of Sarah, you're required to listen. Shema v'kol, listen, because she knows. She has a bini yisera. She has something that is very special. You're not able, you know, you don't understand these things, but your wife, your isha, is an isha tikkunios, and Metz Hashem, God willing, in due course of time, you'll be able to better appreciate what she has to offer in the form of guidance. So take heed of what she says now, and you'll see that things will be good in the future. What does Avraham Avinu really know? He has to trust that what he's being told is correct. And now he's presented with the challenge of his lifetime, because we all know that the Akedah was the one thing that Avraham Avinu championed against. Don't send your kids to Molech. Don't offer your children, your firstborn, as sacrifices to a god, a fiery god. This is not the way that we practice. This is not what we should be doing. And Avraham Avinu championed the cause of keeping people alive. And now Avraham Avinu seems to be set on a course of destruction, not of himself, but of his child, but perhaps of himself just the same, because his character, his personality is in question. His actions are in question. It's what they call reputational risk. It's a key person risk. It's a major enterprise level risk. Here, Avraham Avinu is taking on this role of being the person to carry the knife and shecht his son. Who would have thought? How could anybody have been convinced that this is something divine? And yet, we find Avraham Avinu willing to do whatever is being requested of him, because he knows that this is a great challenge and he has to succeed. The question is, if Avraham Avinu got a 90 on this test and he failed this last test of the Akedah, would he still walk out with a roughly 90 average, or a B plus, A minus average? Or would he walk out with an average of zero? And Chazal are very critical about this. And they say if Avraham Avinu would have failed this last test and not taken Yitzhak to the Akedah and done everything that he had done as documented in the Torah, even though he scored a 90 on his prior tests, you know, each one doing an amazing job, 9 out of 10, he did everything correct, he would have walked out with a zero. Why? Because of this one phrase that we're going to focus on tonight. Ati yadati ki yarei Elokim ata, I know with certainty that you are a God-fearing person. And as we began this discussion, we ask, what does that mean? Don't we all know that Avraham Avinu, it says in the Pasuk, Ekev Asher Shamata Bekoli, you listen, you hearken to my voice. How in the world could we think or suggest otherwise? It doesn't make any sense. If Avraham Avinu is already listening to everything Hashem says, now why is Hashem telling us through the Torah that now I know that you, Avraham Avinu, are a God-fearing person? And the answer is that the word Elokim is used. Ate Dadaki Erei Elokim Ata Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. The word Elokim is used in this context to demonstrate a different mode of communication with Avraham Avinu. You see, things may be challenging in life, but when you work under the Midas HaChesed, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's a lot simpler to manage the challenge of the time. And now Avraham Avinu is being asked to go against his ethos. And we say in the Pasuk, Tov Lahodos Lashem, that we praise Hashem, Lahodos Lashem, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha, that we praise Hashem in the daytime, Vemunasra Balelos, and we must have faith in Hashem in the darkness of night, because through the darkness of night, a new dawn will come the following day. And we, as the Jewish people, are compared to the moon, because we are Machadish every single month ourselves, as much as we are machadish ourselves every single morning. As we say, ha-machadish v'tuva b'chol yom tamimasa b'reishis. Each and every single day, we have the opportunity to renew ourselves and renew our steadfast commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos. And so here is an opportunity that we say that ati dati ki re'el kimata, I know, Hashem says, that this is very challenging for you. You waited your whole life to have a son. And it sounds so unusual for me, to put it in the most mild context, for me to tell you that Kachna has Pinchas, and take him up to Har Moriah, take him up to the Akedah. But Avraham Avinu understood that he has to follow even when times are challenging. And that speaks to us. There are times when we ourselves are feeling very challenged. It could be pressures from work. It could be pressures outside of work. It could be pressures, you know, in the house. It could be pressures. There are so many different modes of stress that come into a person's life. And it's all a matter of how a person manages the stress. It's not to say, when someone says they manage risk, it's not to say that they remove the risk, much like a person can never remove stress. But it's a matter of managing the stress, managing the risk. That means that we know the risk is there. We know the stress is there. It's all a matter of what we consider to be a reasonable amount of like a quantifiable, a qualitative approach to those challenges that we have in life. And so in the darkness of night, when things really seem stressed and really seem dark, that's when we have to have emuna and bitachon. Why? Because it's circular. Because tomorrow morning I want to get up and I want to sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to feel renewed. Then despite the fact that I have many reasons to feel that I don't need to do this or I don't have time to do this, we make time to do this because this is the unique character of a Jewish person, and we get it from Avraham Avinu, the father of not just the Jewish religion, but you know, arguably three religions. And Avraham Avinu was the master of his craft. And so by him teaching us this lesson, the message is Ati Adati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, I now know that you are a God fearing person because you, Avraham Avinu, are able to master the challenge even when it goes against your ethos. You are able to jump into a fire and demonstrate your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in this particular case, shechting, the possibility of shechting Yitzhak would have been far more challenging to Avraham Avinu because he loved his son. And it's evident through the interaction and the soft nature in which he speaks to his son. He speaks so softly to his son, trying to comfort him, knowing that things are very challenging. And so we have to learn this example to try to talk benachas with others, try to treat others benachas, to recognize that we have an obligation to manage the challenges of our time and to sometimes keep moving forward even when there are ample reasons to stop, pause, reflect, and stop in our tracks and not move forward. So lahagid baboker chastacha v'amenoscha balelos ati adati ki yirela kemata. I know that you're a God-fearing person because you are teaching this lesson. L'mana sheyitzav es bincha v'es bin bincha l'shmar. We know that the pasuk tells us very early on in Lechacha that the reason why Avraham Avinu was chosen is because he was going to be the proper conduit for the Masoras HaTorah to give it over to next generation. And we have an obligation to act in a similar manner to that of Avraham Avinu, to sometimes bite our lip and keep moving forward because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has great, great things in store for us. As the Jewish people said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we don't have anything. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. The Mitzvahs are behind us. The sea is in front of us. What are we supposed to do? So the reasonable, you know, person would say, well, maybe it's time to daven. And what does Hashem say? Matitzak Eli, don't call out to me now. Daber ben Yisrael v'Yisrael. Hashem says very strongly, now's the time to start moving. When the darkness of challenges are facing us, as they faced our forefathers years ago when they ran out of Mitzrayim, Hashem said, granted you have to daven, but now's not the time. Now's the time for you to do great things because only by you going into that sea will you be able to see those who chase after you perish before your eyes. And that's when the pasuk says, Vayira Amas Hashem, Vayamina B'Hashem and Moshe Avdo, that the Jewish people developed Yiras Hashem and they also developed Amunah, that Moshe is the proper conduit for the the next journey that they have to face, and that is Kabbalah Satora. So it's through the Yirah Shamayim, it's through Amuna. This is what we see in Avraham Avinu, this is what we also see in Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is a message that's consistent throughout the Torah, and it's consistent actually in our very day, and we have to find ways to apply it and to move forward with strength and honor, and in that chus, we should only know B'suros Tovos. V'vasalana B'suros Tovos, Yeshuas V'nachamos, Refuah Shleima to Reuven Ben Sara. We thank the family for their sponsorship, and we wish Reuven a Refuah Shleima. We hope to hear good news very shortly, and we welcome everyone to join us once again, 9:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mordechai Plotzker here in Hillside, New Jersey, wishing you the very best, reminding all to repeat Shema tonight, and to join us again tomorrow night. Have a good night.